No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Hey everyone.
Yo!
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. And what show is this, Grace?
I don't know. I think it might be Weezer
I Wednesday. Don't know. I think it's Weezer
Wednesday. What day of the week is it, guys?
Weezer Wednesday.
Day.
Those who know. Yeah, so what's our theme today?
Wait, am I on crate?
Oh. Are we good?
I can, like, hear us talking, so we're...
The headphones? The headphones are pretty turned up pretty high.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Well, I'm silly. I'm hearing voices because of how excited I am.
I'm hearing
for this episode. So today we have a very specific episode theme.
Yep, it has actually nothing to do with Weezer, but we are going to play it on Weezer Wednesday anyway.
Because recently Coachella happened. Isn't it happening next week too?
Correct.
Yeah. And there were two very polarizing acts. There was the Strokes that opened before Justin,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I feel like you have more. Can you talk about it? I feel like
honestly, I watched neither of the performances. I just saw clips online, but I don't know. People are saying they sound bad and that the crowd was bad, which doesn't surprise me because of Justin Bieber headline. I have some words about the Justin Bieber headlining show, but nothing that probably hasn't already been said. Like, I don't know, it was lazy and I don't have anything nice to say about him.
Lazy, stupid, and unconcerned.
Yep. Facts. And Julian is old, creepy, but amazing band.
I know. The crowd, I remember they were just all standing there with their phones out. And I'm like, no one's getting hype for Reptilia?
Wait, but I'm getting hype and I'm having my
phone out. No, but that's different. Context. We were at ACL and we were watching the Strokes play. And this dude goes up to Zoe. Well, actually, yeah, you say it.
I feel like we said this when we had the ACL episode, but I'll say it again. I'll relive this. This older gentleman comes up to me and he's like, excuse me. I don't even think he says excuse me. He says, why are you having the phone up? Put the phone down. And I was like,
so
no.
Hecking me.
I didn't say no. I just got sad. I was like, okay, bye. But listen, I'm a stroker. I'm going to say that on air.
Yep.
And I feel like I reserve the right to be filming, because I'm also hype and I'm jumping and I'm singing. So I feel like if I want to rewatch these later, that's my prerogative. And I'm standing on business. And if you want to film at festivals, I think that's fine if you're hype. But if you're going to just stand there and have your phone in people's way, that's a different thing. Also, mind you, this guy was like 6'3" and I'm 5'3", so he could have moved literally anywhere else. We were at the back of the crowd. He was making it my problem because I'm a young woman.
And then I went to Zoe and I'm like, we're moving. We are not going to stay here.
Mom dragged me away, and thank you, Mom.
Yes. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to let this guy extinguish your flame for Strokes.
Thank you very much. And we can talk about our future Strokes endeavors after this.
But if my mom is listening, I don't think she knows I bought the tickets.
Oh. Surprise.
October's going to be a fun month.
Heck yes.
Isn't it October?
September.
Well, the fall's looking awesome.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Well, let's get into the music.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of the Strokes, let's play Under Control off of Room on Fire.
I don't wanna do it your way.
I wish this could be a fully Strokes episode. That would be awesome.
We can add more Strokes to it.
Let's come back after the break.
I wanted to put games on it, because it was like, boop, 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 boop. Maybe.
I've been really into Hard to Explain. I've been having that one on repeat.
Then let's hecking add it.
We can have that one later. Okay, let's start this from the beginning.
Okay.
And do you want this order?
Sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. We have Under Control by The Strokes. Then we have Concrete Seconds by Pinback.
Life, Fire, Fire.
And then?
2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear. I think this is just like a perfect indie sleazy encapsulating moment.
Isn't Grizzly Bear in Animal Collective or am I crazy?
I don't know. You might be right. I have an Animal Collective song on this playlist.
I'm getting Yael brainwashed. I think she knows. My phone is dead, so.
Oh.
Yael, I will circle back later.
Circling back on this. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play the musics. And then
let's get to it.
We'll have the information later.
Darn, I was going to download the show from last week.
Well, I have it downloaded.
Oh, Zoe!
Yeah!
Welcome. Oh, thank God. Okay.
All right. Enough of us. Here is
Bye.
The Strokes.
That was my fault.
Thanks.
Try to read a t-shirt, thinks that I'm a loser. Sorry I wasn't getting fresh, but stop trying to take my shoes off. Bumble laces all around knots in you. Make a phone answer to an old question. So easy, can't explain it.
Anything I say to you is gonna come out wrong anyway.
Maybe to the trolley, looking for my tricks, right? Cause it plays a thing.
Ohio.
Hi. That was actually a really nice song.
Yay!
I'm sorry.
Wait, you don't know that?
Scared you a little bit.
The grizzly bear?
No, I've heard it, but then like the middle part where it was like, wee wee wee, was so nice.
Delightful. That was 2 weeks by Grizzly Bear. Before that was Concrete Seconds by Pinback, and the first one was Under Control by The Strokes.
So nice.
I am so sweaty right now today.
I'm so sweaty, and there's so much to do, but there is a very nice coconut water waiting for me in the fridge, and there's also a can of tuna with my name on it.
Well, I'm glad you're looking forward to that. You know what? You enjoy that.
I will try.
So what did you do today on this 90-degree weather day?
Well, I am presenting at a research conference on Saturday, and I picked up my poster, and it is looking beautiful. By the way,
yes,
this is a year and a half's worth of work.
Hard
work poster. And I can't believe it. I finally have it in my hands, and I feel very protective over it. And today, the PhD student that has been helping me through this was, like, asking me a bunch of questions, simulating, like, a judge. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I need to review
this. You're like,
glop. Yeah, I was like, glop. I was nervous. I was like, oh, I have to review this. So, Zoe, you might be subjected to me practicing my poster presentation.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, by the way, Saturday, mucus presentation, Grace. Mucus.
Wait, where is that?
In Clark Hall.
Oh, I'm going to miss it.
Rats! Why are you missing it? What are you doing,
Miss
Zoe?
Well, I'm having my own freaking presentation in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. For Le Sustainable Solutions.
Le Sci.
I'm excited, but I'm nervous also. Nervous-sided.
Ooh. You know, I am so excited for Zoe to be done with this, TBH. You're going to walk. We're going to come back to campus, and the sun's going to shine a little bit more. But not in a hot way.
It's actually going to rain on Sunday, but you know what? It'll be fine.
And it's going to be cooler.
It will be cooler.
No, that's when I'm taking my senior grad photos.
Oh.
You know what? I'll take in the rain. That's a vibe.
Oh, yes.
That's a vibe.
Wait, why is that a vibe? All right, I'm too sticky to think of anything to talk about. Oh, yeah. I did almost pass out in my professor's office this morning.
I was like, what happened?
I don't know. The heat was getting to me, and then also I hadn't eaten anything, and we were presenting, and I was like, oh, I'm feeling faint. So I had to excuse myself. That's the only interesting that happened today.
I'm sorry, Miss Cadman.
I was going pale in the face at 10 in the morning inside my professor's office.
No, you should have paged me. I would have brought you a coconut water.
Paging Grace Heron.
The best thing about being a women engineering staff intern is that they have a bowl of gummies and granola bars. And I was so hungry because all I packed for lunch was a protein shake and an apple. Like, who is that good at satiating?
Lunch.
No one. And I had actually a pack of gummies for lunch.
I actually have gummies in my backpack. I should have just eaten them, but I didn't.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that to me.
Okay, you can have a gummy if you want.
Okay, and also they want a gummy. The listeners.
No.
Oh.
No. They're not in the 90-degree studio with us. They are in the air-conditioned room.
Yeah. If you want a gummy, get over here.
Yeah. Well, should we move on to our next segment?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to rearrange a little bit.
No. Oh. Let me move this a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm moving it. I am going to put la-la-la.
Yes?
I'm so excited for this song. I'm going to explain why.
Okay.
And also this song. The next song we have up is The Purification of Water by Rivers Cuomo.
Why is that low-key my major?
Of Alone 2. Look at him in this album!
He's like 5 years old.
He looks so baby.
That's
so,
Lil Xan.
Lil Xan. So this is Rivers, his solo recording, and yeah, it's actually kind of good.
And yeah, I haven't heard this one, I'm excited.
I was going through the Alone 1 and 2 album today because I was like, la 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 la. So yeah, I did a lot of walking today, so listen to that. And then we have After You're Gone by Alex G off of DSU.
Mm-hmm.
Do not ask me what DSU stands for, I will not be telling you.
Yeah, it's a secret.
It stands for Dream State University.
No, it doesn't.
Don't look it up. If you are under the age of 18, do not look it up.
Look on Reddit. Look on, Urban Dictionary.
Tips Hat. Look on Reddit.
On Reddit, it will be there for you. The last song, this one's kind of long, we can skip through the end, but I put on My Girls by Animal Collective off of their album Merriweather Post Pavilion, which, what do you know, that's in Columbia, Maryland.
What?
Yeah, local legends, Animal Collective. What a good indie sleazy song.
We have to add Snail Mail to this.
Dewey?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of local artists.
Stroke's cello, and we're putting snail mail on.
Okay, I just got clocked on
but
air.
Honestly, I'm just bitter because I'm not going to be at the Baltimore show.
Look,
so.
The Baltimore show will
no.
be... It'll be okay.
No, it won't.
And then we're going to go to an Orioles game together.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to freaking hear it.
I'm going to take you to an Orioles game. And I'm going to get you a beer and a hot dog with... I mean, a juice box and a hot dog.
We are above the age of 21.
I'm going to... Yeah. I'm going to get you a hot dog with relish and ranch. And
I don't
ketchup.
Like ranch. I mean, relish.
Then I will get you a hot dog with arugula and avocado.
Oh, yes. The woke dog. All right, we should play some more music because we are halfway into our show.
I'm getting off track. I'm having a little chat.
I'm being feeling chatty. I'm having the Celsius. Where's my Celsius?
Oh, you had a Celsius?
Yeah, I lost it, though.
We were so caffeinated today last week. Who remembers that?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Oh, my God. I was crazy.
I'm having a repeat. All right, Purification of Water by Rivers Cuomo.
Nice.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Tim, my phone died, but I saw your text before it took its last breath. So, thank you for tuning in. Same with you, Gabi. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Hey, just, it's Grace popping in. Just wanted to apologize for that terrible harmony.
We don't stand for what just happened between the last
Oh, it's bad.
Alex, be a mess.
Yeah. Now,
put your pants on for this one.
We'll be right back.
just faded out of My Girls by Animal Collective.
I'm faded out of
from Animal Collective. And before that, I was faded off of After You're Gone by Alex G. And the first one I was faded off of was The Purification of Water by Rivers Cuomo. What a good song that was.
I actually listened to the first, like, 30 seconds, and I'm like, I'm adding this. This sounds pretty good. And the harmony made me a little, like...
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. And I had to pop in and apologize to all the... Loyal listeners. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry.
We forgive you. I'm speaking on behalf of the listeners.
PSA. Make sure you go to the eye doctor.
Oh, yeah, that's... Okay.
This is
Can
why.
You explain why? Yeah.
So, there's a lot of fluid that goes into your eye. My mom actually knows this because she worked at the Wilmer Eye Institute. Shout out my mom if you're listening. And there can be a lot of build-up pressure in your eye that you don't know about. And the higher pressure you have in your eye, the more it places pressure on your optic nerve, which is how you see. And you don't know there's high pressure in your eye, which is why they use that little gun, the puff gun.
I see.
It displaces your eye, and then the way it how fast it bounces back, so they measure pressure. And if your pressure is too high for too long, it could be unknowingly placing pressure on your optic nerve, causing you to go blind without you knowing. Gasp!
Whoa.
That's why.
Thank you for filling
me in. Going to the eye doctor is very important. So, it's an easy fix. You use eye drops to lower the pressure in your eye, but a lot of people don't go. And so, make sure you go, guys. And especially if you have diabetes, that can exacerbate the condition.
I believe the word you're looking for is exacerbate.
What did I say?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, I promise I'm reliable. Okay.
Either way, go to the eye doctor and do your checkups every year. Thank you.
Yes.
This is the PSA from us, from Mostly Grace, because I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
And then I'm like, wait, princess. Also, she gave me a gummy bear.
Yeah.
While we were off air because she did something to me.
What the heck? It was an accident. She made me laugh.
I was being funny because I was talking about how my top... Okay, I'll just say it. I bought this top from the McKeldin thrift market a while ago. And that's the problem, is that these people buy clothes from thrift stores for really cheap and then they resell them. And usually the quality is weird and the quality is weird here. So there's like sewn in pads, okay, that are bunched up, which causes something on my body to look a little cone-like.
I don't think it's a vulgar to say the body part.
Then you say the body part.
No. This is Weezer Wednesday. I can't.
Weezer fans don't know what that is.
I don't think they know.
Let me just tell you, there's something that's looking cone-like. And
two cone-like objects.
I was trying to fix it while I was walking to class and realized that I was fixing this very obviously. Like, it looked like I was doing something else. And I'm walking, and I'm full on, like, both hands trying
itching
to fix this.
Itching the mounds.
Exactly. And and that had Zoe giggle.
Yeah, she was doing a visual, and then I started spitting everywhere.
So I got gummy bears as reparations.
Yeah, you're welcome. But also, I'm sorry.
No, that was funny. And then, yeah. Wow, a lot happens when the songs are playing, guys.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
BTS.
All right.
Okay.
Nope, we're actually going to move on to the next segment of songs. So, should we do the Weezer song next?
We should get back to our roots of the episode.
So, this is actually the Strokes Wednesday. Just for today.
Yeah.
We're going to play Hard to Explain by the Strokes. That one's been on repeat like crazy for me. Just the beginning. Oh, I need to make sure it's not explicit. I don't think it is, but...
this is a beautiful album cover, by the way.
I saw that in a museum. In IRL.
What?
It's like a fractal display.
Wait, fractals are awesome.
Yeah, I saw it in Pittsburgh, Philly.
Speaking of fractals, happy 150th birthday to the math department.
Yes, they're putting up a bunch of new solar poles around the math building, where I actually fell flat on my face yesterday. Another story from yesterday. But you know what? We don't have to get into it. Let's just say that I fell.
We should low-key...
Got scarred.
Huh? And I'm going to we're going to get bandages.
I need operations done on me. Dr. Heron.
Yes, I will get you a bandage, and then I will give it the kiss of life.
Mwah. Ooh, Sade. All right, Hard to Explain by the Strokes, and what next?
Elegant Design by Pond off of their album Beard, Wives, and Denim?
Sure.
Sure. I was listening to that pond today, and I'm like, dang, their good songs are good. And then I was listening to their bad songs, and I was like,
dang, their bad songs are trash.
They have an album called Hobo Rocket, and it actually is so buns. I had to take my ear. I, like, actually stopped listening to music entirely. Not to put you off, because the song I'm playing is good.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Sleazy.
Sleazy.
Let me just tell you.
Can we switch the Weezer and the Pavement?
Yeah. Goodbye, Weezer.
Goodbye.
Hello, girl. You Are a Light by Pavement off of Terror Twilight.
Delightful. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited for this Sleazy Strokes cello-themed lineup of songs we have.
This is so sleazy, I'm going to light a cigarette and
I'm going to drink a juice box, and I'm going to eat a snack.
Boring!
All right, let's get into it. Hard to Explain by The Strokes. Enjoy!
Bye.
We'll be right back. innocent, devoid of any faith. Walking around the broken pieces of some never-ending land. But I don't really mind, it's just so hard to find. A bright little day when the rain's gone and we're for a little piece of mind.
All I'm trying to do to find is the elegant design. It's gonna take so many words, a trip and loss of time. Mountains crash into the sea, but it doesn't seem to worry me. All I think of you.
Take the easy way, that's what my friends all say. But I don't think they really get the point of elegance today. I'm sure it's gonna end. I may not have any friends, but at the end of the day, I think I'll be okay if I work it out instead.
All I'm trying to find is an elegance design. It's gonna take so many words to take it lost for time. Mountains crash into the sea, but it doesn't seem to work.
Inside the brain fire, technology drives. Show me your dots now. Who was it that said the world was mania? Divorces and spare change. Let's lethalize our slingshots and swallow propane. You are the light, the calm and the day. Watch out for the gypsy children in electric dresses, they're insane. I hear they live in crematoriums and smoke your remains. You are the light.
Oh, we're loud in the headphones. Hi, everyone. That was You Are a Light by Pavement. Before that was Elegant Design by Pond. And the first one was Hard to Explain by The Strokes. Hope you enjoyed those. Sleazy bangers.
I know that I did.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So we're getting down to our last 5 minutes of the show.
That's no! Right.
No! Now it's my cue to say my joke. Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so.
Ooh, Harmony.
Oh, I have a little... Oh, I can't do advertisements.
You can just... You don't have to phrase it that way.
Freaking of Say It Ain't So, that song, if you want to hear it live...
Yes, Grace, I want to hear it.
Oh my god, yay!
I'm so happy you said that because my band is performing at Seastone on April 29th. And yes, it is having some Weezer songs.
It is having Weezer songs there. If you are wanting to hear some Weezer songs, come to the Cornerstone Grill and Loft on April... Oh, I mean, you can come to Cornerstone Grill and Loft on April 29th.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. if you'd like to, because there will be the Weezer songs there.
And then also we will have another performance, but that is for you guys to figure out later.
What?
I'm trying to be mysterious. Next Thursday at Looney's at 7. But, yeah.
At
you guys
the
want to come... Come check it out. I will be there.
I will also be there.
Wait, what's happening next Thursday for you?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go. I'm not going to go alone, but...
Oh, I would go with you.
Well, that wouldn't work, but...
Sigh.
Thank you. Next Thursday's album release party for American Football.
Woo!
But I don't think I'm going to go.
Wait, I listened to the American Football, like, title track.
What, right? Like, the most recent
one? The green one.
Yeah, the album?
Yeah. It was so good.
You've never heard it before?
No, I never listened to the
entire
thing.
I'm going to shoot you in the face.
I am trying to agree with you. Okay, it's good.
What?
And I was off my caffeine. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, caffeine was, like, really pumping. And that's the album. Calm me down.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
It is the best album of all time. And you know what? Not enough people are talking about it. But that's not the point of Weezer Wednesday. This is not American Football Wednesday or even The Strokes Wednesday.
Yeah.
It is still at its core Weezer Wednesday. So, and that is why we are going to leave you with one final Weezer song in the last 3 minutes of our show. Thank you all very much for listening. We appreciate you as always.
And I love you. Yes, if you're listening, I love you.
I love you guys too. And thank you for listening. And we will be back next Wednesday at 6 p.m. So you should tune into that if you wish.
Would you ever want to swing on a swing like that?
Above the space?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to.
By the way, look at the Pacific Daydream album and think about it. Would you want to swing on a swing overlooking the earth?
Do you want to swing? Let us know. Comment down below. All right. We'll see you next week.
Oh.
A good...
Was that playing the whole time?
Yeah, but it's muted.
Oh, LOL.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
Here's Happy Hour by Weezer.
Bye. Song called Happy Hour. Well, Happy Hour is sleazy, but also Happy Hour is going to be next Thursday at Looney's.
That is so true. So if you want a real life Happy Hour, just show up at the Looney's
if you want. Shout out Zoe for that. That was really good. Tips hat. Goodbye.